Kingston Town can't win.
Bone Crusher and Al Waverley Star, stride for stride.
Cometh the hour, cometh the legend, Winks has done it.
We're joined by Tom Lynch, obviously superstar full forward for the Richmond Football Club. Two-time premiership player, you've played 216 games, booted 456 goals. He's even got a Jack Dyer medal in the collection. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Firstly, can you just outline your footy timeline and obviously your journey into the AFL, firstly going through the TSC program and then getting drafted to the Gold Coast Suns?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Sorrento, so I played on my junior footy down there and then went to the TSC Cup with Dandenong Stingrays and then got drafted in the end of 2010 to Gold Coast Suns. Spent 8 years up there and then got traded back to Melbourne and obviously to Richmond. So it's coming up to be my sixth season of Richmond Tigers.
And your time up at the Gold Coast Suns, obviously they were very new into the league, and then you made the switch down to Melbourne. What was it about the Richmond Footy Club that attracted you to them?
There was a lot of factors. Obviously, playing alongside Jack Rewald, I was really excited about. I never really had anyone older than me in a key position, forward position to learn off. So that was really a positive thing. And also just how stable the club was. And obviously Dimmer coaching and Brennan Gale and Peggy O'Neill. So just really enticed me. And obviously coming back to Melbourne, you want to play MCG in the big games. And Richmond's obviously a big club.
And Jack Rewald, obviously, you said he was a main reason why you came to the club. What was it like playing with him? You guys had such a great connection for many years there.
Oh, it was awesome. I loved playing alongside him. There was never a dull moment as well. He's obviously been a superstar for so long, but just his want for the team to win. He put the team above himself every day of the week. So I love playing alongside him. He was great to learn off.
So in 2019, you start off with a bang. How awesome was that to win the premiership? First year, you justified the move straight away. Can you talk about that year and winning the flag that day?
Oh, the year was first year was like it was really incredible. It was an amazing year. I think we went in the bye. We were in ninth position, so we were up against it a little bit, and then to come home, I don't think we lost a game after the bye. So it was just an amazing journey to go on and to finish off with the premiership. I think I just walked off. I was almost in shock that I was become a premiership player. You think that's never going to happen to you. It happens to other people. And, to experience it twice, I'm very grateful and very lucky. And hopefully one or two more.
And in 2020, you did go back-to-back, but under very different circumstances with COVID and going into the hub. What was that like and how tough was it? You know, from people on the outside, you see people going up there and you were, we probably got the story that you're living life up in this, in the beautiful weather and we're locked down, but what was it like and how tough was it being away from family and friends and then having to lock in and keep playing and then obviously tasting the ultimate victory in 2020?
Oh, I think obviously everyone in the world was impacted in 2020. It was just a tough year for everyone, and obviously Victoria was under harsh lockdown that whole time. So we were grateful that we still had a job. A lot of people losing jobs, and it was obviously very scary. So we're very grateful of that. It was tough moving away, but I think we made the most of it. When we're back in Melbourne, we sort of were a bit disjointed. We weren't playing great footy, I think, due to the fact that we were in groups of eight and things like that, which doesn't sound that hard, but it was just hard to get that team connection and roll out on game day and play really good footy and be connected, because that is when we're going well, that's a real strength of us as a club. So I think we went up there and we couldn't do a lot in terms of laying on the beach or going out cafes and stuff, but neither could our fans and families back home. So I think we were just grateful, and we tried to make the best of best experience possible and the sort of how unique it was. But we really obviously enjoyed it in the end and got the reward, but it was obviously a tough year.
And you had some great leadership there, which I'm sure would have helped with, Jack and Trini Koch and Dimmer. How important were those guys, just making sure you guys rallied? As you said, before you went in the hub, you were struggling a bit, and then in the hub, obviously, you need to find another gear again and rally around. How important were those guys in bringing you all together?
Oh, massive. And Tim Lewis-Singh did a great job as well. And Blair Harley, who he had to stay back home and sort of hold down the fort back in Melbourne. But I think did a good job. I said between 9 and 5, this is our workspace, but then this is our home as well. So having that balance of, because we're all literally in the same hotel with each other. And it was a lot about footy. We didn't make about footy the whole time. And just strike that balance of, this is now our home. So once that 5 o'clock comes and work hours are over, it's treat it as your home and try and be as comfortable as possible.
So the Richmond Footy Club, they've obviously got one of the biggest supporter bases in the league. They've been through a fair bit, but now they've got the three flags. You obviously train across the road at Punt Road, but what is it like to play in front of the Tiger Army and win those big games in front of 100,000 people?
Oh, I don't think there's any better venue in the world to play in front of with Tiger Army behind you, and it obviously gives us a massive buzz and gives us a big advantage over the opposition, I think, when we obviously, especially those last quarters when the sort of adrenaline gets pumping and they really get behind us. It's it's incredible.
And Dimmer, obviously you've played under him for a while, and now he's head off to the GC to coach there. What was he like as a coach? You know, obviously at the start he endured some tough years before you got there. But what was Dimmer like, and what made him such a special coach?
Oh, he's obviously tactically really good, but I think for me, as soon as I got to the club, he just backed me in, and different times he'd come out in the media and support me and support other players, and potentially to his detriment, but he was happy to take that on and wear that. And he knew that at the end of the day, he's talking to his players and he's saying, "I'm here to support you," and really that care that you can speak about, but he actually really actioned it. So, but I think what makes a different great coach, every person can say a different aspect. He's not, he's just amazing in pretty much every area.
Is it going to be weird going against him this year? Now, obviously, he's up at your old club.
I think it is. It will be weird first time we play him, but you have players and coaches move around so often, so it's part of the industry. Obviously, I've had quite a few coaches over my journey where some guys at Richmond, they've only ever had Dimmer, so that's potentially going to be a bit more weird for them. But you move on pretty quickly and you have to in this industry.
Yep.
So Adam Musso is the new senior coach, obviously. How's his transition going, and what are some of the new things he brings to the club?
Well, it's obviously very early days. I've just met him a couple of times at the Best and Fairest in a week before, but I'm really excited to see what Uzo's going to bring. I've only had a quick conversation about it. He's going to change up different things the week, which we're excited about, and he's obviously very committed and excited about his journey and our journey to go on together.
And obviously you had a really rough year this year with your foot injury. How is that progressing, and how are you looking ahead of pre-season and then 2024?
It's obviously a tough year. It's an AFL player. You want to play games, and unfortunately, I was only able to manage four. And initially, when I got injured, we thought we'd be back a lot quicker, but it's obviously been a bit of a slow build. So, no, it's looking really good. I haven't started running yet, but I think I'm probably 3 or 4 weeks off doing that, and sort of I'll have a slow build up over the next couple of months and then really attack the sort of mid to late part of the pre-season.
Last footy question. Do you have a favourite goal or a favourite mark memory that you've had in your career so far?
Favourite goal or mark? I think kicking goal in the 2019 grand final. That was an incredible feeling to be able to be there on grand final day and be able to kick a goal. And it's obviously not all about kicking goals, but having that massive roar behind you was pretty special. And favourite mark... probably the week earlier against Geelong. Took a mark 1-on-1 early. And
Graham cuts across well, bangs it forward, Lynch. Little touch on Taylor, but he judged it so well. He's been accurate this year. Been a superb pick-up. It's a good kick.
I've never played finals before, and that was my first final series. And, to be able to go out there and perform okay was, really rewarding.
Back to full board, Lynch will mark it. He was always going to mark it. For five, got it. Five goals in a preliminary final.
And probably just one more footy question for me. Dusty, obviously a bit of an enigma, bit of a mystery around Dustin. I think he likes it that way, but what's it like playing with him, and what's he like both, obviously on the field he's so special, but what's he like as a leader off the field?
Yeah, I obviously get asked this question a lot because people obviously say he's an enigma and all that stuff. But he's a great teammate. He's caring. He loves the footy club. He loves the boys. And he's just a good person to be around. He's good fun to be around.
So we go to racing now. What's the racing culture like at Tigerland? You obviously own Sulcombe with a few of the boys. Is that the first horse you've owned?
No. We've owned a couple with the same group of boys, as well as Dion Preston, Kane Lambert. We purchased a horse after 2020 grand final. So we've sort of, I think we've had five since then, and Solcombe's obviously been the best one we've had. But it's it's just been really good fun to be able to experience with those guys. And obviously with Jack leaving, it's probably even more special that we'll clearly stay in touch, but it even gives you more reason to stay in touch. And the sort of WhatsApp groups are always good fun and talking about it throughout the week.
And you've just been announced as the with you and your fiance Olivia as our 2023 Ladbrokes Coxplate Carnival ambassador. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you're most looking forward to at the Valley this spring?
Yeah, it's obviously a massive honour. The Coxplate's just iconic race, and the whole the Coxplate Carnival is obviously just a cracking two nights, and just a lot of fun to be had. So yeah, I'm really excited to be part of it. I've actually never been to Cox Plate, so I'm really looking forward to getting there on track and watching. I think not the first time I've really fell in love racing with So You Think, went back to back in his Cox Plate, and sort of that's as soon as I think of Cox Plates, and obviously Winks winning four in a row, it's I think you just think of the greats of the turf, whoever's been winning them.
And what's it like having a an acceptor so far, the third acceptor in the Cox Plate? I can imagine that's pretty an exciting feeling to say you've potentially got a runner in Australia's best race.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you sort of pinch yourself thinking about it, that we've got a horse of this calibre to be acceptor for the Cox Plate. So really exciting. Hopefully he runs in it. And obviously I think the field this year is going to be incredible, and it's going to be a really tough race to win.
And put you on the spot here, if you won a Cox Plate, you've won an AFL Grand Final, how do you rank them both, if you ever got that chance?
Well, I think what we've found when we got the race is us group of boys are getting more nervous because you've got absolutely no control over it. And so running in a Grand Final is obviously, you're really task-orientated, you've got things to worry about, but we're being really nervous. So obviously to even think about having both of them is just incredible, and you never thought this would happen.
And some of our listeners aren't just interested in racing, they're interested in your life. You're obviously getting married very soon. Can you tell us about that, how that's progressing, and you obviously had your bucks on the weekend?
It's really exciting. Liv's done a lot more work than I have in terms of organising it, so probably just doing the right thing. But it's really exciting. It'll be great to have all our family and friends in one room, and be really special.
And you mentioned your So You Thinks and your Winxes. Do you have a memory or a couple of memories from the Cox Plate that stands out for you?
I think that So You Think in 2009 was his first one. It was just, and just sort of followed So You Think throughout that, and to come back and back to back. And I think I was pretty shattered when he obviously got sold and went overseas and didn't come back for his third Cox Plate. But I just think that that sort of turn of speed that So You Think had at the end was just really exciting. The Valley's just such a different atmosphere and different racetrack that I think it just gets everyone really excited.
All right, well, I think that's all our questions, mate. Good luck with obviously Solcombe, and good luck with the footy next year.
I didn't get a tip.
A tip? Well, you've obviously got Solcombe. You're tipping Solcombe on top if he's there, but who's the other horse that you're really looking forward to seeing in this year's Ladbrokes Cox Plate?
Obviously, Amelia's Jewel, I think, since it's come over in Perth, has been really impressive. So that's obviously won at the Valley, so that's always good form line. And, meeting Amelia's Jewel yesterday, she seemed fired up, and she was pretty scary to meet, to be honest. But, I think she'll be hard to beat.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Kingston Town can't win.
Burton Crusher and our Waverley Star, straight for straight.
Cometh the hour, cometh the legend. Winks has done it.